The Service to America Medal honors federal employees who go above and beyond their job descriptions in serving the public. For the next few months, Federal News Radio is speaking to the finalists for this year. Today's finalist is Marcia Cross. Her boss says she's been at the forefront of her field, identifying needed improvements in the oversight of medical products. As the director of healthcare at the Government Accountability Office, Marcia has drawn Congress's attention to needs at the Food and Drug Administration. In part because of her work, the agency now has more tools to regulate drugs and medical devices from overseas. Marcia Cross is a finalist, and she joins us now. Marcia, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so it sounds like you were a specialist in the FDA. Did this come about because of things that you saw, or was it always because of some prompting by a member of Congress?
Well, I have for a number of years been doing work for Congress looking at issues related to FDA. My portfolio is part of the public health work that we do at GAO, and in particular, I'm responsible for the work we do on medical products at FDA. And Congress did ask us to take a look at how FDA was coping with globalization.
What sort of data do you look at?
Well, we primarily draw on data that the agency has. Sometimes we can tap into private sector data. We talk with associations and manufacturers. For this review, particularly focusing on globalization, we really looked at a lot of the information that the FDA had in its files on the kinds of inspections that it had been doing overseas, the data that it had about where manufacturers are located, and we actually identified a number of problems with the data, the information that they had, and we saw a lot of discrepancies in the rates of inspection in the U.S. and abroad. In part, that was because at the time, FDA was required by law to inspect manufacturers based in the United States every 2 years, but there was no requirement for how frequently they would look at facilities abroad. And so they were devoting their resources to doing those inspections domestically. At one time, that made a lot of sense when most of the manufacturing was based here or based in other countries like Germany or Switzerland, where those countries had good regulatory oversight. But just like in a lot of manufacturing fields, increasingly production has moved to third world countries or to developing countries, and FDA had not really adjusted its resources to follow that manufacturing to places like China and India.
And this is true for both drugs and medical devices?
It is true for both drugs and medical devices. And in fact, about 80% of the active pharmaceutical ingredients in drugs and about 40% of the finished drugs are manufactured overseas. And about 50% of medical devices are manufactured overseas. But FDA, at the time we began looking, had no offices located overseas. And when they wanted to do an inspection, they sought volunteers among their inspectors to go and perform those inspections.
And when you were looking at the FDA's own data, you mentioned that there were problems with it or there were gaps. Tell me a little bit about how you connected the dots. I mean, first of all, what exactly were you working with? And then how did you put things together in a way that actually got action done? Because the facts existed for a while.
Right. We were able to analyze the data and make it public to see that the rates of inspections being done didn't align with the number of manufacturers that were registered. Manufacturers can register with FDA. In fact, they're required to register with FDA if they send products to this country or if they distribute products in this country if they're based here. But it's also true that sometimes manufacturers may list themselves with the FDA even if they never distribute anything here, because they want to advertise abroad that they are registered with the U.S. FDA. And so that the lists were inaccurate. But there are two lists that they work from when they're trying to decide where to do an inspection. They have that list of manufacturers who are registered, but they also have a list based on imports that occur at the border coming from customs on what products are actually arriving. Unfortunately, there are inaccuracies in that list, too, because sometimes there are misspellings. Something coming in at one port may be translated from another language with one variation of spelling, and a different port, it may have a different variation of the spelling, and it'll show up in FDA system as multiple locations when it's really one facility. FDA did not have a process in place to try to clean up those lists, so they didn't really know themselves how many manufacturers, how many locations overseas they needed to be visiting. And we were able to look at those data and try to align those lists, see how discrepant they were. And while we couldn't do the cleanup for them, we could point out the problems and we could bring that to Congress's attention. And I think, you know, part of our role at GAO is to provide fact-based information in a neutral way that Congress can then consider when it's reauthorizing programs at federal agencies. And in fact, FDA's programs are, its medical product programs are reauthorized every 5 years. And so we provided a lot of information to the committees in Congress on what the issues were for the FDA and what kind of problems they were facing.
We're speaking with Marcia Krosh. She's director of healthcare at the Government Accountability Office and a finalist in this year's Service to America medals. So presumably the FDA had requested more resources to help with the overseas problem of Congress. What is it, do you think, about GAO? I mean, besides the fact that you're a creature of Congress, but is there more to it that gives you a stronger voice than the agencies themselves when dealing with Congress?
Well, sometimes I think the fact of making something public, you know, the agencies can't really go up and lobby Congress for resources. And we can point out the problems and the things that are hampering an agency's ability to carry out its responsibilities. So, for example, this 2-year statutory requirement may have made sense at one time, but when, you know, 80% of the ingredients are being manufactured overseas, they were really hamstrung by that. And so now Congress has actually changed that requirement, and FDA can now do a risk-based model for how it's going to select establishments to be inspected, and they're working on developing that. I mean, FDA, once it got more resources and you know, industry stepped up to say, yes, this is important, and they recognized the problem. There had been a number of serious events that had occurred overseas in drugs being manufactured there, such as heparin that's used to thin blood. And so Congress recognized that this was a serious problem. Industry recognized it was a serious problem. And so I think it was a coming together of information. You know, I certainly don't think that we are solely responsible, but I think the information that we could bring to the Congress's attention that people would see as being neutral, not as favoring one particular point of view. I think that's the real advantage of GAO, is that, we're nonpartisan, we're independent. And so while there are a lot of voices in Washington representing different sectors, we can come in with information without having any particular axe to grind here, any particular industry that we're trying to favor. We can just be seen as a neutral party, I think, in bringing this information to the staff on the Hill.
And Marcia, just the final question about this this big investigation that you did at the FDA. When you look at the agency now as it's implementing that 2012 law, how is it doing, and what are the things that you worry about the most now?
Well, they are doing a lot. They've developed an entire plan for addressing the globalization of manufacturing. They've reorganized their offices. They've opened a number of offices overseas in different countries. They've developed a dedicated cadre of inspectors to do those inspections overseas. They're developing this risk-based model. They're working to clean up their lists of the facilities so they have a better list to work from. And they're working on bilateral agreements with some countries to share information so that they can better direct the resources that they have. I am still concerned that, the resources still may not align fully with what needs to be done. It will take a lot of time to catch up, particularly in China, for example. I think that was where we saw the biggest discrepancy. At the rate they were doing inspections, it was going to take them 50 years to get to each facility just one time. They're working hard to try to do that, but they have encountered some difficulties in getting new staff located overseas. They had difficulties getting visas to get those inspectors located in China. And so, it's not all resolved, but we certainly see a lot of progress in this area. The agency has been working hard and using the new authorities and the resources they've been given.
And so will you stay on the FDA, or do you have other agencies that you'd like to try to improve things for going ahead?
I do continue to have responsibility for FDA. I also do work on public health preparedness, so pandemic influenza, whenever something like that arises, bioterrorism, those issues are my responsibility. I do work on HIV and AIDS and the Ryan White Care Act. And any other kinds of issues in the public health sector that Congress asks us to take a look at.
And you still go to restaurants and take the occasional prescription drug you might need?
I do. Yes, I'm not afraid to take the prescription drugs, but, you know, I think it's really important because, you know, virtually every American at some point in their life will be taking a prescription drug, and they need to know that those drugs are safe.
I was wondering the same thing. Marcia Cross is director of the Health Care Department of the Government Accountability Office. Marcia, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.